From JMI Wealth, speaking of numbers, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Now, dwelling consents, there are certain parts of the country where we're pretty much building like we've never built before.
We sure are. So, this is dwelling consent data that was released on Friday for October. Now there's a bit of divergent opinion on the state of the housing market at the moment, Mike. In some areas, anecdotally, houses seem to be selling well, and elsewhere, not so buoyant. Now, Mike, I was getting a bit negative on the housing market, but then we saw some signs of life in the October sales data, and you sort of think, oh, perhaps I shouldn't be quite so negative. I mean, I've got a number of issues or a number of headwinds that I think the housing market is facing, and one of them is increasing supply, particularly in the lower end of the market. If the number of houses that are going to be built for Kiwi built actually get built, you've got quite a bit of supply there. I was concerned about foreign buyer ban. I mean, that takes a section of buyers out of the market and affects more areas than others. I think there's some data out over the weekend about the Central Lakes area in Queenstown, that area down there, the potential impact foreign buyers coming out of the market has had there. You've got capital gains tax changes on the horizon as well. You've got projected falls in migration. Those are all headwinds. But the conundrum, Mike, in these areas can always be distilled down to supply and demand. Now, in that context, dwelling consents are a pretty key indicator. So, residential consents for the year are up 6.7%. So we're still consenting a reasonable number of houses. But Auckland, more than 13,000 new homes were consented in Auckland. That's for the first time since the 1970s. That's up 25% from the previous year. So that's for the year. And there's a continuation within that as well, Mike, of the theme of multiple dwelling construction taking over from standalone houses. So, Mike, did you know that only 48% of new homes consented in Auckland now are standalone homes?
Yeah.
So actually there are more multiple consents, but multiple dwellings being consented than standalone houses. If I look across the country, just under 3,000 homes consented in October. Dwelling consents issued across the country up 15%. So we consent about 33,000 new dwelling consents around the country. Now, there's a bit of debate, Mike, as to whether or not what's happening in Auckland is now keeping up with the population growth. Are we actually sort of matching supply and demand? But there is an issue of some historical underbuild. But look, it really does depend on how many of these houses actually get
exactly
built.
All right, yeah, mate. We got there in the end anyway. The white flag's up and the trade war's off.
Trade war's off for the moment, for 90 days. I mean, I started to look at this yesterday, Mike, and we had that much anticipated dinner was going ahead. I think as I started writing this, they were filing in for their dinner with US and China officials, Trump and Xi Jinping. There were plenty of headlines leading into this. And I think hopes were pretty high, Mike, for some sort of announcement. I mean, look, people were noting the presence of Peter Navarro. He's a noted critic of China. But Mnuchin and Kudlow were there as well. They're advocates of a deal. And we got a deal. But it's more of a reprieve, really. And the parties have agreed to keep talking. Importantly, the US have agreed to hold off imposing the higher tariffs on Chinese imports that were due at the start of next year. So a sort of temporary ceasefire. So the US will not ratchet up tariffs on more than $200 billion of Chinese goods from 10% to 25% in January, which is where they were going. And in return, China's going to buy a very substantial, other words being used, amount of farm, energy, industrial goods in order to try and reduce that trade gap. And they're going to talk about some of the issues that have been real sticking points, like alleged intellectual property theft. But there's a deadline of 3 months on those talks. So importantly, Mike, I think we'll start the week quite positively on this front. I think it'll give a boost to emerging markets, currencies, Aussie, Kiwi, and I think the share markets will probably like this as well. So could this be the start of the Santa Claus rally, Mike? Could it be?
Good on you. What are the numbers for this Monday?
The Dow Jones closed on Friday night at 25,538, so they gained almost 200 points on Friday, up about 0.8%. Likewise on the S&P 500, 2760, and the NASDAQ also up about 0.8%, 7330. The FTSE 100, 6980, they lost ground on Friday. The Nikkei, 22,351, up 0.4%. Shanghai Composite, also in positive territory, 2588. Across the ditch, the Australian, the A6200, lost 91 points on Friday, 5667. The NZX 50, we gained 29 points on Friday, closing at 8823. On the currencies, we're starting the morning against the US at 0.6865, against the Australian dollar, 0.9405, against the euro, 0.6077. 0.5394 pounds, 77.5 yen. Gold trading at $1,220.52, and Brent crude still under 60 bucks, $59.46.
Perfect. We'll see you tomorrow. Appreciate it as always. Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth, and the expertise available to you at jmiwealth.co.nz.